News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
When it comes to Christmas gifts, I'm with Roy Keane. They are only for kids, so wrote Deirdre Reynolds in the Irish Independent. And as part of her crusade against commercialisation of Christmas and presents that no one needs, she joins us now. Good morning to you, Deirdre. I liked this very much. I also liked very much what Roy Keane said. And I have some sympathy for it. But are we just being a bit grinchy?
Well, there are a lot of people probably opening the Irish Independent this morning that are now just realising they're not getting a present from me this year. In fact, I've already had a text from a friend going, I never heard you saying this before in your life. But I suppose this is the year I just decided I am bowing out of this, because we complain incessantly about the commercialisation of Christmas, but we play into it ourselves every year. And I saw this viral clip of Roy Keane and I thought, you know what, he's bang on. I mean, he's a grumpy, you know what, at the best of times. But, you know, he's got a point on this. And I thought the comments underneath were almost like overwhelmingly in favour. So the thing, people saying that they just feel the stress and pressure around. We all
It's the stress, it's the pressure. And by the way, I say this as someone who hasn't bought a present yet, so it's looming at me. The stress, the pressure and the expense. I get it all. But will we all be a little bit the poorer for not giving? Should we just make our presents smaller? Would that not fix this? And they don't have to be massive. You don't have to spend 100 euros or 50 euros. Something for a fiver, a little trinket for somebody's Christmas tree or anything. But the gesture of gift giving, is there not a value in it?
Well, I agree that that's part of the problem, that presents have become kind of big ticket items as opposed to, you know, I wrote about in the piece about remembering kind of the last memorable present I got was basically when I was 12, and it was the last present I got from Santa. But, you know, I remember as children, my mother giving us a fiver and we were sent off to the local pound shop. And this isn't that long ago, you know, I'm not that ancient. And that was to cover the entire family. You know what I mean? And now the latest figures yesterday from Switcher show that we're going to spend an average of 1,800 this year. Now, that's to include, obviously.
Yeah, and that's for a family, isn't it?
Groceries.
That's for
a family of four. But the gifts in and of themselves, according to PayPal last year, were coming in at well over 500 euro. So I think, you know, a lot of the kind of lust-worthy presents this year, be it for a child, whether it's a, you know, Nintendo Switch 2, or for an adult, an air fryer, you know, they're coming in at several hundred euro. The gesture, I think I agree with, because, you know, if you go back far enough in time, we may think that gifts are, I suppose, historically just for kids. But I suppose if you do go back far enough in time, there was a tradition of adults giving each other gifts, but they were typically noble people. So they were probably your steam pods as well, or whatever the equivalent was back then.
But isn't it true, I mean, though, if somebody gives me, and I do mean this, like a little jar of homemade chutney or something, because sometimes people give you those kind of gifts at Christmas as well. I like that just as much as Shane Coleman would tend to buy me really expensive, huge things. But I like the simple things. Do you know what I mean?
Shane, can I get on Shane's nice list? That would be nice. I agree to that. Like, say, for argument's sake,
because it is the thought, it is the receiving, it is the unwrapping that's the best bit, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's if you can accept, I'm happy to accept gifts, by the way. I'm not saying I'm not going to accept gifts, but we have to lean into the discomfort, I suppose, of if somebody gives you a gift that you're not feeling this immense pressure to reciprocate and give one back to an equal value. And I think that's kind of part of the problem. So last year, for argument's sake, I have a very generous, kind friend. She, you know, spoils me throughout the year. But last year around Christmas, she actually saved me up, you know, the red and the orange quality street that nobody in her house likes.
And you like?
She saved them all up, put them into a sandwich bag and gave them to me. And I was absolutely thrilled. Yeah. I was like, that's brilliant. That's so thoughtful.
I was joking about Shane Coleman, but one of the nicest presents I got last Christmas was from Mrs. Shane Coleman, Ev. And she unexpectedly, because I didn't expect her to give me anything, gave me a Christmas tree decoration. It was cut out wood and it said Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Flipper, because of Die Hard. Mother Flipper, because Die Hard is one of my favourite movies. And it was a surprise present and it was beautifully wrapped and it might have been my favourite present last year. And I'm presuming it wasn't 700 quid. I really would sincerely hope not. Do you know what I mean? So I do think there's something in the gift, but I'm with you on we've gone nuts.
I don't like it being wrapped up, I suppose, in the commercialisation of Christmas. So buy me a bunch of flowers or coffee during the year and I'd be delighted.
Deirdre, thank you for coming on. I think it's actually a really interesting conversation. Thank you for joining us. That is Deirdre Reynolds there, writing really interestingly about Christmas in the Indo. Let us know what you think. It doesn't have to be the stupid huge present. Should we all pare it back a little bit? We're all broke. There's a cost of living thing. What do you think? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.